Former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg has qualified for tomorrow night's debate in Las Vegas, just 3 days out from the Nevada caucuses this coming weekend. Bloomberg will join five Democratic presidential candidates on the debate stage: Bernie Sanders, Pete Buttigieg, Elizabeth Warren, Joe Biden, and Amy Klobuchar. Here with us this morning to discuss the race and Bloomberg's wild card bid for the nomination is our political team, Democrat Michael Curry, former president of the Boston branch of the NAACP. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning.
Welcome back to the studio. And former Republican Governor Jane Swift, good morning to you.
Good morning.
So just today, Michael Bloomberg met with the Democratic National Committee's polling threshold to get into the debate, with an NPR PBS Marist survey finding that he had 19% national support. So given that the other presidential candidates are virtually all accusing Bloomberg of trying to buy his way into this race with his $100+ million in spending so far, they're all welcoming him on the stage because they're trying to get their hands on him now. The upside and the downside for Bloomberg's presence on the stage, Jane Swift.
Well, I think the one mistake some of the Democrats are making is I think they're casting him similar to a Tom Steyer, which is someone who has no qualifications except his wealth, which I think is a mistake. Bloomberg actually has debated before. He has been, yes, a mayor, but of a pretty major city. And so I think the expectations for his performance are pretty low. And should he be able to come out and hold his own with the rest of the field, I think that will actually give him significant credibility. And they can't take the money away. And if they give him credibility, that could give him significant momentum.
Michael.
Yeah, I would agree. I think he'll come in with a story to tell on what he did in New York around health care. Of course, he'll tell a criminal justice story that others will have a different viewpoint on. I anticipate he'll debate well. I think the increased attention from all the other candidates will catapult him as a front runner. Because they'll be paying attention to him. And for someone who has not been on the stage to all of a sudden get that attention, it'll say a lot to the viewers.
Well, as he enters this new phase of public spotlighting, so to speak, he's carrying a lot of baggage. The stop-and-frisk policy in New York City, the litany of controversial comments he's made over the years, including a recording of Bloomberg blaming the 2008 economic collapse in part on the end of a racially discriminatory red line. Timing-wise, is this a vulnerable moment to be on a debate stage, Michael?
Yeah, I think it's funny because I think it's vulnerable for him as it is for others. Klobuchar has her issues with race and a recent one with a prosecution of a young man who apparently turns out to be innocent. Buttigieg with Eric Logan in South Bend. Biden with his issues in positions on busing. So he joins others with a flawed record around race. I think the interesting thing for him is he's defending at one point, almost like Bill Clinton with the crime bill, defending on one hand why he did what he did, but also saying and apologizing on the other hand. And I've often said, if you could say to white men who run these corporations that we think that they're all white collar criminals and we're going to come in and do raids on their offices and do forensic audits and look at their accounting, I'd be fired if I was a law enforcement.
So I think that we have fraught history with race in our country, and every single person who served in office is going to have something they're going to have to defend. And the flip side of having a record is you have a record. And if there's anybody out there who has never said something that taken in a different context 20 years later, they need to defend, then they likely hadn't served before. What we'll find out is how good of a politician he is stepping up to this next level of the stage. And at some point, if you want to be president of the United States, you have to step up and be able to show that level of political skillsmanship.
In the poll that we mentioned earlier, the NPR PBS Marist poll, Bloomberg was ranked a distant second behind Bernie Sanders, who was well ahead of the rest of the field with 31% support. Sanders is also expected to win the Nevada caucuses this weekend. Either of you see cracks in Bernie Sanders' momentum? Jane, you start.
Well, Bernie has a solid 26-28%, which is exactly what we saw in the last go-around with Trump in a crowded field. You don't have to break 30% in order to keep amassing victories, and it starts to give you a feeling of inevitability. I don't see Bernie as the candidate who's going to bring the country together. And a Bernie Sanders, Donald Trump final isn't exactly the inspirational race I think many folks were thinking that we might need to bring our country together. But he is definitely starting to roll.
You know, I think he faces some challenges. I think, you know, what's symptomatic or a great example of his challenges is what's going on in Nevada with the Culinary Union, where they're opposing his candidacy because they want to keep their insurance and they don't support Medicare for All. So I think as he travels the country and when we get to Super Tuesday, there'll be some states and some constituencies, some voters who are just not receptive to Bernie Sanders' message.
Quick answer to this question. What's Elizabeth Warren have to do in the debate to help revive her campaign? Michael.
She needs a spark. I think, again, I've said this for a long time. I think she's policy smart. She's passionate. But she's not been connecting recently. And I don't know what that is. I don't know if I've been able to put my finger on what that is. But she needs to find a spark like she did early in the campaign and get that momentum back.
Jane, same question, but for Joe Biden, what's he have to do to revive himself?
Well, I think he has to either come in a very strong second, and I also think he has to give a rationale beyond electability of why he would be the best leader.
And let me ask this final question to both of you. Who do you expect to win the Nevada caucuses this weekend, Jane?
Well, it certainly looks like Bernie Sanders is going to win. But if Biden pulls an upset, I think that just sends this race into a lot more confusion.
And Michael.
Yeah, I think it looks like it could be Bernie, but you never know how the union issue will play out. I think we'll start to see some wins racking up for Biden, whether that's Nevada, whether that almost certainly South Carolina, depending on the Bloomberg factor.
Our political team, thanks for coming in this morning. Democrat Michael Curry, former president of the Boston branch of the NAACP.
Thank you.
And former Republican Governor Jane Swift. Good to see you both.
Thank you.